You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good Saturday morning. Wake up! Wake up! Hey, this is Landon coming at you live from the studio for Lifeline Ministry. Listen to me, get up, get your dog, get your cat, get your neighbor, get your whatever. Wake somebody, call somebody. I don't care if they're in the Caribbean. I don't care where they are. The subject today is going to be very simple. It's going to be, what does the Bible say? Honestly, we're going to look at scriptures because everybody, no, man, you can't do it. The Bible says this, Bible says that. What does the Bible say? Let's just turn to some truths today and look them up, and let's expose the word. Let's send the word forth with power this morning. Let's say the Bible says this, and then that gives you the chance to receive that. You can go, oh my gosh, that's actually what it says. I receive that in the name of Jesus. I receive that. You know, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put out what it says, and you can say, I want that to come into me. That's the way it works. I'm going to give it to you. You're going to receive it. Okay, you got that? Good morning. Welcome. The program is called Lifeline. This is Landon. I'm coming at you live in the studio. I will give you two phone numbers. You are welcome to use those phone numbers to meet Jesus. I want you to come into the kingdom. I want you to say, I need Jesus, I'm ready to surrender my life, meaning I have driven the ship thus far, and my best thinking has got me here. So when you analyze that, when you do a daily moral inventory of your life and where you're at today, this date, your age, whatever the case is, look at the formula of life, where you've been, what you've done, and then go, man, my best thinking got me here. I'm calling that station. I'm accepting Jesus, and I'm changing the course of my life today. I'm starting over today. Today is your day. I'm telling you, I'm here to give this to you. Receive it. Don't miss this truth. The program is called Lifeline. You are welcome to call here. Accept Christ at any minute. It's 221-1100. 221, the local number, 221-1100. I need what you're talking about. 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Again, that number is 888-221-8990. 8990. You will need a Bible today. You need to see these. Your eyes need to behold the Word of God. Not just your ears hear what I'm saying. Hear what I tell you. Follow along. Let your eyes behold the Word of God, and you're going to experience the power of God, the truth of God in your life today. And it's going to change and shift your life if you'll do what I am telling you. If you will get a Bible, get your tablet, whatever you need to pull a Bible up. Follow me with these scriptures. Behold them with your eyes. Your eyes need to look upon this scripture. Let thine eyes not depart from thy word. All right, hear it and look upon it, and you will experience the power of God with me today. I promise you, I'm telling you, this is how God wants it. This is his desire for you. So you can't go wrong. Just do it, and he wants to pour himself upon you. Receive it today. If you want to listen online, it's WCNO.com. Go WCNO.com. Portal up right now. Listen anywhere you are. This is where you can call anybody anywhere and say, hey, man, pull this up. It's WCNO.com. When the station comes up, click on this one. A little calendar pops up. Pick today, obviously. 8:30 in the morning. It's called Lifeline. You'll see my dad's name, Bob Allen, man. Click on that joke and ride with us, okay? What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? That's the question. What does the Bible say? I mean, what is truly written in the context of this book, and is it the truth? That's the question now. Is this the truth? By the way, I'll give you our email, and I will give you a mailing address for your blessing, for your tithe, for your seed you want to sow to this ministry at the end. What does the Bible say? What does it say? Is it the truth or not? Is this thing the truth? Is this word of God actually the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Does it dominate every other force because it actually is the entire truth? So if it says it, it has to be above everything else, because if it says it, it can't waver. It actually is the truth. Is it or not? What does the Bible say? God has spoken these words to me over and over in life. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible? I hear that all the time. What does the Bible say? And that alone tells me personally it's got to be the truth. Because every time I get into a reference where I get say counsel from this person, that person, all this, when it all boils down to it and I need to know what to do and what decision to make, God will always interject and go, what does the Bible say? That's my God voice for you guys. But you know what I mean? So for him to say that to me over and over, it must be the counsel of counsels, the content of content, the constitution of constitutions. I say it is. Trust me, today, if you'll open your Bibles and follow along with me, open your Bibles, do it. Open your Bible, follow along with me, open your hearts and ask Jesus to make the word alive to you. Jesus, say it. Say it. Say, Jesus, make this word alive to me. I don't want to see it from the fossilized words on the page like I'm reading somebody else's novel. No, 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 no. Jesus, make your word. Remember, he made the worlds. He made man. He man. He's a maker. He's a maker. If you're going to have someone make you something, go to the maker. Jesus, make your word alive with me now today. He'll do that. He'll make that word alive to you and to quicken you totally. Quicken me by the contents found inside these scriptures. You will experience, if that's your attitude going into this today, if you say, Jesus, help me with this today, give me this scripture, I want this stuff in me, I want to know this stuff, you will experience the power of Almighty God. Today, now, you will experience, let me say it again, say that out loud too. Let's go ahead and tell the devil what's about to go down. Let's set this thing straight. Get him off of you, get your flesh off of you, say, I am about to experience the power of Almighty God now, today. Now, no demon in hell is going to stop you. You just told them what time it is. You're about to experience the power of Almighty God. How? It's about to come to you through the spoken word. I'm going to take this word, this book, this Bible, this book of truth, and I'm going to speak it unto you, and you're going to receive it today. God's power is available to you through prayer, song, worship, fasting, many other ways. But today, this day, this particular Saturday, we're going to give it to you through the spoken word, and you have every opportunity of receiving it. When you hear that word come towards you, you say to Jesus, Jesus, I receive that word. Why do I say to Jesus? He is the word. John, go to the book of John if you want and look at the first chapter. It says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus, I receive your word today. I receive it today. I want to know what this book of truth really says. I'm going to receive this word Landon's about to give me right now. I'm going to receive it. Follow closely and observe so you can experience the power of God towards your life today. I mean, right now. Here's what this book says. Okay? And now when I say that, I'm talking about the Bible, only the Bible. Here's what this book says. 2 Timothy 3:16 says all scripture. How much? Just this verse? Just that verse, just that proverb, just that psalm. All scripture, it says, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Whoa. Listen, that right there should be a game changer. That right there should tell you, man, I want to read my word then. I want to read. If all scripture, does the Bible really say that? Yeah, this is what it says in the second epistle from Timothy. If you look up Timothy towards the end of the New Testament, you'll find the first one, then you'll find the second one. When you get into the second one, go to chapter 3, go to verse 16, and it will tell you A-L-L, all scripture, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. What? That's what this book will do for me? Yeah, this book will give you proper doctrine. This book will give you reproof. You can reprove a situation correctly. Then it says correction. Then it says instruction in righteousness. Wow. So all scripture, notice it says, is given. See, this is given. This is inspired by God and given unto you. Now you got to take it. Take it today. I'm going to feed it to you. You better take it, man. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How about you?
I'm pretty good.
Well, what can I do for you to make it better?
I need a little bit of prayer, and there's a lot of stuff going on in my family with my daughter and health-wise and my health-wise. I've been praying and praying, and I believe in Jesus with all my heart, but I would like to hear from him what he wants me to do.
Are you reading his word faithfully?
Yes.
That's the question. And here's what we're going to apply. We're going to do the simple truth that you probably already know. Okay, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, you're thinking, well, I haven't sinned. Sin is anything that doesn't please God, or anything that we didn't do that might have pleased him. Apparently, you're in some situations. There's been some things that have crept in, because that's what the devil does. We're going to confess the things that crept in, get them off of us, and get the healing to come in, okay?
Yes.
All right, now 1 John 1:9 says, now, if you confess these things, God is faithful, God is just, God will forgive every single thing and every iniquity and come in and heal us. That's what it says.
Yes.
So, you don't have to do this live on the air. I know you might not want to confess all your stuff right now over the airways. So the minute you get off with me, though, you got to do that. You got to look to heaven, look to God, and say, God, let's get real. This, don't hold, but he already knows it. The point is, he wants to hear you open up your insides and give your heart to him and say, here's what it is. Now take it from me and let your word that this man's about to bring forth and the word after that I'm going to read, just come in and saturate me. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Your first name, please?
Elizabeth.
All right. Lord, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus on behalf of Elizabeth. I right now, by this spoken word, by the power of this word of God, it says resist the devil and he will flee. I land and stand on behalf of Elizabeth in the kingdom of God, and I resist you, Satan, out of her life. I cast you forth. The end of the book of Mark in chapter 16, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. So I say, because I'm a believer, that in the scriptures, at the end of the book of Mark, chapter 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, devil, you get off her back, out of her life. Leave her alone starting this day, based on this word of God, in the name of Jesus. Again, that's in Mark 16, if you need to look that up. We cast him out of your life today. We flood you with the scriptures. We bring in the Holy Spirit right now on the scene. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your ministering angels down and ministering to Elizabeth. Your word says where two or more are gathered, you're there in the midst. There's two of us gathered. There's more listening. You're in the midst. Come on in. Come on in, heavenly host. Come on in. Bring the whole angelic realm in and do battle on her behalf, because that's how much you love Elizabeth. Now, we're taking care of that. He's battling on your behalf, child. When you get off this phone, you confess your stuff, tell him you're sorry, and tell him you love him, and ask him to come saturate you. He's going to cleanse you. You're going to cry. The purging is good. Let him minister to you. The Holy Spirit's job is to comfort you. He's going to purge it out of you. You hear me? Then he's going to come in and comfort you with a flood.
Yes.
A flood of peace. You ready?
Yes.
Go for it. Yes. I love you. Let me know what happens. You can always email us at Lifeline. Gmail. It's 1603. You can always hit us up. I'm going to give all that at the end, okay?
Okay.
Listen, do that. Do that. Purge yourself and let him come minister to you right now. Call me if you need me. All right, I love you. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye. That's awesome. That's how God works. God's going to come in now. She's going to confess, Lord, I did this and that. You get it off of you. He's waiting to take it now. She's in a great position. God's sitting in the throne room. Jesus is there on behalf of you, interceding on your behalf. He's wanting to receive it. She's giving it to him. She's giving it to him. She's giving it. He's taking it off of her. She's being relieved from these things. They're leaving her house. They're leaving her body. Now he says, I'll send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, in my name. He'll come in, he'll comfort you, he'll minister to you. He'll make you right, he'll make you whole, he'll heal your land, he'll heal your mind. Once she gets done purging, man, he's going to move in and heal this woman. This is how the operation works. You need to do the same, is what I'm saying. This is a great example. God made that happen so you can see how he works. He forgives her all her iniquities and then comes in. This is the next verse. Listen. This word of God, this is inspired by God. It's going to correct her, and it's going to now start to instruct her in righteousness. We're just reading about it. Now, the next thing in that verse says that the man of God or woman of God may be perfect. That's what this word is. It's going to move into her and make her perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. She won't be down no more. The devil won't trot over her no more. Her life won't end up here no more. She won't have to call a radio station no more. This word of God is inspired by God, and it's profitable for you to correct you and instruct you in righteous living, that God may be able to take care of you with the blessing of bountiful on you. That the man of God and woman of God may be now perfect. She'll be perfect. Elizabeth will be perfect starting today, thoroughly furnished in all good works. Here's what it says about you. The same offer's on the table for you that it was her. Follow along now. John said on behalf of God in John, 1 John, go there, 1 John, towards the back of the Bible. John, 1 John, 1:9, chapter 1, verse 9. He says, if you will do the same thing Elizabeth did, if you'll confess your sins, God says, I am faithful and I am just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All the thoughts, all the saids, all the broken relationships, all the negative things that you received and the negative things you put back out, all these things that brought destruction, let the devil come in your life. You open the door one time, he comes in like a thief and starts destroying your family. It's all it takes is one time. Now God says, confess that stuff to me. I'm faithful. You can count on me, and I'm just. I'll forgive every single one of those things, and I'll cleanse you. I'll cleanse you from every unrighteous thing or thought you've ever had. Man, I would be on my, I'd be pulling my car right now, getting on my knees on the side of 95 in the grass if I had to. I don't care. I'd be getting on my knees somewhere and saying, Lord, take this junk off me. Get this mess out of me. Unload it. Say, God, take it. Get it off of me right now, this stuff. Man, I've been living the wrong life. I've thought the wrong way. I've been taught the wrong doctrine. I've been walking religious with my head in the air on Sunday, and Lord knows what during the week. I've done things people don't know about. I'm a mess. Take it. Give it to him. Get it off of you. He wants to take it. He provoked her to call. God wants to receive this stuff and cleanse you today, man. If you need help, call me. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. What does the Bible say about it? Lord, make me right with you. Lord, get this stuff off me. Forgive me my sins. Make me right with you, Jesus. Jesus, download into me this word he's about to bring. Download this Bible into me today. Give me your Holy Spirit that I may be full, that I may be restored back into your likeness. Jesus said, you got to do it. 3:7 of John says, you must be born again. You must. Jesus looked at him and said, don't miss this opportunity. You must be born again. Do it. John 3:7. It's very easy. Go to John. Go to 3. Look at verse 7. You must be born again. We're going to make you a new creature today. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is next. Go there. Good morning. Thank you for calling Lifeline.
Good morning. My name is Helen. I'm calling for prayer. I said the salvation prayer a couple of times, you know.
Good. Hey, Helen, that's good. You keep coming back. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. Listen, what do you need prayer for, Helen? Talk to me. Be real.
I want Jesus to help me to get through this. I lost my husband. I told you that before.
Okay. All right.
I want to get better from all this.
He is. Now, here's the prescription. The prescription to heal Helen is the word. So once he gets done today penetrating and starting that fire and lighting that thing again and getting the spirit alive again, you got to get in the word because it'll come in. It'll come in like a vitamin you never had and penetrate the rest of that stuff and change it. It'll change the sadness to joy. You know what I mean? It'll change your whole countenance. All right. Jesus, on behalf of you, Jesus, on behalf of your kingdom, on behalf of your joy, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, here's the fruit. Here's the fruit that comes from the tree of life, which is Jesus. It's love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness. That's what we want to be filled with. That's what Helen misses. She wants to experience that joy, that love, that peace, that goodness. Now, that's the fruit of the Spirit. So as she reads her word today, saturate her with the Spirit. Let every word come alive, Holy Spirit. You give it off the page and download it into her, that it goes into her spirit and stays. And every time she needs some joy, she thinks the joy of the Lord is my strength. And she knows the scripture. And that scripture comes up and comes out and changes her life today in the name of Jesus. Helen, thank you. I love you so much for calling back here.
I said the salvation prayer a lot of times to make sure God's forgiven me, you know.
That's what it is.
He just has to hear it once, you know.
Just once.
Forgive.
Yeah, but every time you come to him with that prayer, the point is you're coming to him. He loves it. Yes. Come to him anyway. He says, come as a child. Don't try to think of the perfect thing to say. You come and you be you and I'll love on you.
Yeah.
That's his promise to you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I love you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
I'm going to get better, right?
Huh? You got to find it in the Word.
Yes.
Does the Word tell you you're going to get better?
Yes.
Is it the truth?
Yes.
Then you're going to get better. You need to find that scripture, girl. You need to go to Isaiah 53:5 right now. Go there.
Okay.
All right, I love you. Isaiah 53:5. Turn there.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
All right,
love you.
Bless you.
You too.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye. So it says here, it says, listen, this book says we're going to go there with her. Isaiah 53:5. But right now we're going to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I told you to go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anybody, if Helen or Elizabeth or anybody else listening and calling here today, If anybody be in Christ, that means I am now changed. I've done a 180. I was walking this direction. I was thinking this way. I was going for a Budweiser. I needed me a cigarette. I needed that certain magazine. I needed to go get my car and take a ride. I needed to get on my motorcycle. These things get me off, but I'm turning this way. I'm walking, I'm turning around, and I'm coming back here, and I'm getting on my knees. I'm opening this book, this book, this book, this book, this Bible, and I'm letting this word from these pages that's the Bible itself just told me is inspired by God. All scripture is inspired. It's got his seal. It's got his life. It's got his breath. It's got his power included in it. All scripture is inspired by God. I'm getting in this scripture then because I need to be inspired by God today. Right now, I need to be inspired by God. If anybody be in Christ, he's a new creature. You don't smoke cigarettes no more, brother. You did yesterday. And the only reason you might today is because you do have an enemy called the devil. He's going to jump on your shoulder and go, you know you want that Marlboro. You're out of Marlboros. Oh my gosh, you better go get the pack of Marlboros. He's going to tell you that. And you're going to believe the lie instead of the truth. I just gave you the truth. The truth said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you are in Christ, brother and sister, you're a new creature. Then it says the next verse, in case you don't believe me, believe the word. Here's what the book says. The book says old things are passed away. Don't go pick them back up. What's the matter with you? Come on, man. The truth says if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. The truth says the old things are passed away. Leave them there. Then he says, behold. No, you better stop and you better ponder and you better let this download into your spirit. All things are become new. What does this book say? Did it say you're a new creature? Did it say the old junk's passed away? Did it say you don't smoke and drink no more? Yes, it did. Did it say you don't cheat on your wife no more? Yes, it did. Did it say all things become new? Yes, it did. You might say, well, how can this work? How can this work? I don't understand. I don't understand. Isaiah 53:5 says what? It says, but Jesus was wounded for your transgressions. But Jesus was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace. The only reason peace is available to you now, he got chastised for your dumb stuff. Excuse me, I'm just telling you how it is. Thinking wrong for doing the things that doesn't please God. He got chastised for it. So now God can administer the peace to you. He took the hit so you can have peace. I mean, you better love this guy. You better get a grip and realize, oh my gosh, Jesus, you are the best. I always hear that, but I thought it was garbage. It says right here, this book says, this Bible says, the truth says in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities, all your failures, all your wrongs doings, all your false things, all your failures. He was bruised for that. The chastisement that came upon him through the flogging and through the whips and through the blood being cut out of that skin by those stripes, says that peace is now available to you. He was chastised, you can have peace. And with his stripes, listen to the ending of the verse now, Isaiah 53:5, and with his stripes, we are healed. Elizabeth, you get it? With his stripes, we are healed. Helen, you get it? With his stripes, we are healed. Does the book say so or not? Did it not just say, he did all this? He was wounded for you. Your transgressions are on him. Your failures, your wrongdoings, your sin, your iniquities were on him. With the stripes he took on his back, you were healed. Now here's what the truth says. You're going to receive it or not? Oh, I don't know about that. Doctor said, I don't care what the doctor said. This book says you were healed. Are you looking at it like I told you? You got to see it for yourself. You got to see it. Psalm 103. Come on, let's go. Let's go. We got to hustle now. Psalm 103. Lord, stop that clock. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. 103 of Psalms now. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. My inside's crying out, he says. And don't forget his benefits. That's what I'm trying to bring to your forefront. The book says, the Bible says there's benefits. I come over in the kingdom, Lord Jesus, come in and be my Lord. Take my stuff and give me you. Give me Jesus. Okay, good. Now, don't forget my benefits. Verse 3, I'll forgive all your iniquities. Woo! Did we just hear that somewhere? Did Isaiah say the same thing? Did Isaiah say the same thing? A totally different man, totally different time, totally different book. Did he say the same thing? Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? But wait a minute, he don't heal that disease, Landon. I know he heals my this and he heals my that, but I got diabetes. Nobody said, hey, what's it say? What's it say, man? He forgives all your iniquities. Everything you did to open the door to let the devil in, I forgive all that. Now, Come on to me. Let me heal all your diseases. Let me redeem you. Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. I was on a path of death. I had cancer. Well, listen to this. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Aren't you glad you listened today? Aren't you glad you hear this word of God? Aren't you glad you hear this coming into you right now and you're able to download this in your spirit and say, I take it in me. Put a dose of this in your medicine cabinet here. Psalm 103. Give me that dose again, Landon. What's that medicine I need? Here it is. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. He redeems thy life from destruction and crowns thee. And after he heals you, redeems you, no longer destroyed, crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And now he changes the way you talk. He satisfies your mouth with good things, that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Did you hear that? He's going to make me renewed like the eagle. Proverbs 3, 5 through 10. Let's go. We're scripture juggling real quick. 5 through 10, Proverbs 3. Here's exactly what he says. He says, hey, man, trust in me. Trust in me. God says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in me with all your heart. Don't even lean on your own understanding. Stop trying to think through this. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Trust in me with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me. In all your ways, acknowledge me. I'll direct your path. That's a pretty good deal. In all your ways, acknowledge me. I'll direct your path. Then he comes back and says, hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't start thinking now. He says, be not wise in your own eyes. Be not wise in your own eyes, but trust in me. Fear me. Give reverence to me and depart from evil. Don't go pick that junk back up. Leave those weights over there. Leave them alone. Be not wise in your own eyes. Trust in me with all your heart. Leave those weights alone. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Did he just promise you it's going to restore your health? It'll be health to your navel and marrow to your bones? What are you tripping on? You better get in this word and know what it says. Psalms 91, verses 14, 15, and 16. Follow me. Psalms 91, 14, 15, 16. Here's the deal. You've now come to Christ, or you're about to call here and come to Christ. Say, I need Jesus. I need him now. He says, because you have set your love upon me now. You've changed your mind, changed your ways, starting to love me. Psalms 91, verse 14. Because you set your love upon me, I will deliver you. I'll set you on high. Because now you know my name. My name is Jesus. He says, you'll call upon me and I'll answer you. I'll be with you in trouble. I'll deliver you. And I will honor you. God is saying he'll honor you. Now, ready? 16 says, with long life will I satisfy you, and I'll show you my salvation. This is what the book says. What does the Bible say? It says, with long life will I satisfy you, and I'll show you my salvation. I'll show you my healing. I'll show you my being made whole. I'll show you my virtue. I'll show you my love towards you. That's what my salvation is. I'm your Savior. I save you from all the stuff. Long life, baby. Come and get it. I'm your God and I love you. Listen to me. It's our last Saturday on here on Lifeline. This thing's come to an end. Been on here 5 or 6 years. Been a good ride. I love you guys. You need to get this email so you can still keep in touch with us. We want to help you. We want to still minister. The deal is, if God puts on your heart, if you or you know somebody that needs to pray about this, if God puts on your heart to totally support this ministry, to say, I will be the donator, I will support that ministry, then get in touch with us. It's email radio1603, radio1603@gmail.com. If you want to pick it up and you want to support this ministry, I'll keep preaching. I love to preach this gospel. But if not, it's going to come to an end today. This is the last Saturday we're on here. We do love you very much. Please pray about it. I'd love for somebody to pick it up. Support it. I'll keep preaching. Radio1603@gmail.com. That's radio1603@gmail.com. We still are in ministry. It just won't be on here on Saturday morning. You can still get in touch with us. If you'd like to support us, it's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, please support the ministry. Pray about it. Give anything God puts on your heart. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. You can email us anytime at radio1603@gmail.com. That's radio1603@gmail.com. If anybody wants to support this ministry, we will keep preaching. We love you. We love you. It's not too late to call and accept Jesus. That's 221-1100, 221-1100. I love you. This is Landon. Thanks for tuning in all these years on Lifeline. We love you so much, and Jesus loves you more.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.